The crucial question for us who are trying to follow Christ is, how is it exactly that Christ did love? In answering this question, really, it's important to remember that Christ fulfilled the law always, everywhere, and perfectly. There are two great commandments to the law of God, which contain the whole of the law. And those two commandments are love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Which means that our Lord, in fulfilling the law always, everywhere, and perfectly, everything that our Lord did was an act of love. And so I think it's helpful for us to take acts of love by our Lord, things that we might not always consider to be acts of love in themselves, and see what it is that they have to teach us about how it is that we should be loving as our Lord loves us. In the Gospel according to John, our Lord comes to the temple in Jerusalem, and the Pharisees have come to him, and with him they have a woman, and this woman has been caught in the very act of adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. What does our Lord do in this situation? How is it that our Lord loves in this situation? What our Lord does is he shames the Pharisees into going away. That's part one. And when no one remains to condemn her, Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin anymore." This is authentic love. Our Lord does not condemn her for her sin, but neither does he leave her in that sin. To leave her in sin would be to confirm that sin, but instead he commands her not to do it again. You know, he shows us clearly what it means to love the person and not the sin. To love like Christ means to do likewise.